Revolut hopes to be able to offer credit card and loan products to Irish users later this year, its CEO has told Morning Ireland. But speaking to RTE after his virtual appearance at the Dublin Tech Summit, Nick Storonski said the exact timing of the launch would depend on when it secures licences from the central bank here. Revolut applied to the central bank for an e-money licence last year, and once secured, it plans to apply for a full banking licence, giving it more ways to compete with traditional banks. So I started by asking about that central bank process, which he said has taken longer than expected.
To be honest, I think they have a lot of applications because of Brexit, and I think they have a large backlog. So that's reason number one. And then reason number two is we're obviously in a very large institution for Ireland.
When you do get that license, hopefully, and when you get your banking license, what will you be offering to Irish customers? Will they be able to get loans, credit cards, and maybe even mortgages from Revolut?
We already started working on credit card and loans. We're actually going to launch it even possibly this year, but maybe Q1 or next year, given that car loans and mortgages require you quite a lot of capital. And then we prefer to be in capital efficient business and capital light business.
You have an office in Dublin, of course. What role does that play, and will that play in your expansion plans, particularly in the context of post-Brexit?
They're focused on e-money, banking, and trading licenses. So we will plan to use Ireland for to be a Western Europe hub, Lithuania's Eastern Europe hub, and then separately having HQ in the UK.
On the user side, there have been issues cropping up as well. Some saying, for example, getting locked out of their accounts and not being able to find out the reason why that is. Are you worried that that's the kind of issue that will put them off and will force them into the hands of a competitor?
Yeah, ultimately, we will try to make the experience as smooth as possible. But I mean, the reality is a problem with regulation, right? So regulation clearly says that, you know, if a system or our anti-money laundering system suspects there is, you know, something wrong with the account, we must stop a user transacting.
But is it also about your response and being quicker in identifying if it is an issue and if not, giving access back to the customer?
We're working hard in terms of, you know, timelines to get an account unlocked and investigated is pretty fast now, but maybe a year or 2 years ago, it was rather long.
You've also added a lot of new options besides, you know, transactions and your vault as well, your savings. For example, people are able to trade stocks and increasingly more and more cryptocurrencies through the app. But should you be doing more to warn people about the risks of these kinds of investments as well? You do make money on stock and crypto trades. So is there a potential conflict of interest there in sitting that offering alongside someone's savings and you know, making it very easy for them and very attractive for them to make those investments?
I mean, our philosophy is basically, if you want to invest money in stocks or in crypto, we need to provide you the best product possible in the market. And then if investment is risky and investment is volatile, we show you all the warning signs about, you know, trading in stocks and crypto. But ultimately, if you as a customer decide to trade crypto or stock, you'd rather do it through us.
Revolut CEO Nick Storonski there. In other financial news, Avant Money has launched a range of long-term fixed mortgages, potentially allowing customers to fix their rate for the entire duration of their loan term. The One Mortgage products includes fixed rates for 15, 20, 25 or 30 years, depending on the loan-to-value ratio. The 30-year rate is fixed at between 2.85% and 3.1%.